Ag Secretary addresses farm leaders. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, this time of year is filled with different ag groups meeting and talking about the upcoming crop season. And several hundred farm leaders from across the country just returned from the American Farm Bureau's National Leadership Conference this year held in New Orleans. And one of the keynote speeches came from the nation's new Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Johanns. Jonna Miller has more.
Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johanns recently spoke to hundreds of Farm Bureau members and defended USDA policies which will open the borders on March 7th to imports of Canadian cattle under 30 months old.
Today, Canada is our largest trading partner. Much of what you do finds a market in Canada. I'm not talking about a few million dollars. I'm talking about billions of dollars worth of trade.
But Johanns also explained why he announced last week that USDA would delay resuming imports of meat from cattle 30 months and older.
I believed it was the prudent thing to do given that our investigation in Canada is not yet complete and given the fact that on animals, live animals over 30 months, we hadn't done the risk assessment yet.
Johanns says opening our borders to minimal risk countries is necessary to convince other nations to open their borders to U.S. beef exports.
Trade should not cut off our nose to spite our face. We must deal with our trading partners as we want them to treat us. Our actions now will set precedents for years to come.
Jonna Miller, New Orleans.
Johanns said the majority of beef trade with the rest of the world has been restored since that BSE discovery at the end of 2003. He says we lack about 40%, and Japan and Korea make up most of that. In 2003, before the ban from Japan, they had purchased $1.7 billion of beef from the U.S. Definitely a significant impact on our cattle industry. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.